This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 29, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, the city of Beverly is set to roll out a new parking plan this spring that is intended to address downtown parking issues but may also force commuters into the MBTA garage. For years, many commuters have parked for free on the side streets between Rantoul and Cabot Streets, just a short walk away from the Beverly Depot train station. But under the new plan, these streets will be limited to four-hour parking except for residents who will get new parking stickers and employees who work at businesses on one of the two main corridors and who will also get special parking permits. A public hearing on the plan, which would take effect in the spring, is scheduled for Monday night during the City Council meeting that starts at 7 p.m. Overall, the parking plan aims to make parking downtown more organized and user-friendly for visitors. High-demand areas, such as key retail and restaurant zones along Cabot and Rantoul Streets, will be 75 cents an hour Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. The four-hour zones with resident and employee passes are set for side streets, such as Fayette and Pleasant Streets. Public parking lots will continue to be 25 cents an hour, the current rate, from Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monthly passes for these can be purchased for $25 a month. Again, this is in Beverly. And more on the story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. There are three police-related stories coming today from the Daily Item of Lynn. Bill Newell has our report.
Rick, today I have three short stories, all top of the fold in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. First, Bridget Turcott writes, the Saugus Fire Department pulled a stolen Jeep from the Saugus River late Tuesday morning. A resident who lives above Tom's Bait and Tackle called police at around 10 a.m. to report a car in the water near the Ballard Street Boat Launch. Police and fire conducted two separate searches of the 2002 Jeep Grand Cherokee and surrounding water for a victim, but they were unable to locate anyone. They suited up in cold water suits and attached firefighters to a rope to wade into the frigid water. Police say it is unknown exactly how long that Jeep was in the water. And that investigation continues. In Lynn, two people have been arrested following an armed robbery of El Takal restaurant Monday night on Summer Street. Rudy Tejeda, 22, and a 16-year-old male juvenile, both of Lynn, were each charged with armed and masked robbery and assault with a dangerous weapon and a violation of the city knife ordinance. The juvenile was also charged with a Class D drug possession with intent to distribute. And in Swampscott, Gayla Colley reports that four more women have accused a Humphrey Street nail salon employee of groping them during massages. Tan Lee, 47, of Revere, had initially been accused by a 23-year-old woman of groping her during a massage in September. The woman told police that she had received a massage from Lee in the past, but on this occasion he allegedly reached underneath her bra and down the back of her pants to her buttocks. She said that he had shut the shades of the business before starting the massage, according to the Swampscott police report. The woman told police that the incident took place at the Lee Nail Salon, located at 244 Humphrey Street in Swampscott. There's more on all three of these stories in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today on MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, city leaders in Salem moved a step closer this week to setting rules governing the sale of recreational marijuana in the city, but no decisions are expected until early next year. The Planning Board and City Council, meeting together Monday night, closed a series of public hearings on the issue. The Planning Board will meet Thursday, December 7, to discuss and possibly make a recommendation on regulations. This comes as the state discusses its own framework for licensing recreational sales in Massachusetts due to the to take effect next year. Some at Monday's hearing argued that the hearings should be continued into the new year when four new Salem City Councilors begin their terms and will likely be asked to vote. More on the story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, Gloucester's building inspector expects results within a week for sound studies taken by an independent consultant monitoring noise outside the Americold plant on East Main Street. Meanwhile, James Destino, the city's chief administrative officer, said issues stemming from noise around the plant need to be addressed very soon. That is little consolation to nearby residents who nearly a full year after raising concerns about excessive noise from Americold and its tenant, National Fish and Seafood, are complaining bitterly about noise from trucks unloading early in the morning last weekend, and the city's inability or unwillingness to address their concerns. In an email shared with their neighbors and forwarded to the Times, Fran and Gino Mondello, who lived at 140 Main Street, 140 East Main Street, within easy earshot of the 159 East Main Street industrial site, reported that at 3:50 a.m. Saturday, a gurry truck arrived at National Fish and began to switch trailers. The Mondellos are quoted as saying, "For exactly 1 hour, the truck shook, rattled, and rolled, banged, slammed doors, flashed its hazard lights, backup beepers, etc. Even with earplugs, which we sleep with, it's absolutely impossible to sleep through this." Neil Costa, who lives across the street from the plant on the corner of East Main and Chapel Streets, agreed that there was a ton of noise at the time cited by the Mondellos. More on this story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.